What would the title of the book be? From Savvy to Sad. He was once considered one of the savviest traders on Wall Street. Raj Rajaratnam, the co-founder of the hedge fund Galleon Group, convicted after a two-week deliberation by the jury in his insider trading case of all 14 counts of fraud and conspiracy by a federal jury in Manhattan. Here to talk about the details and the significance of this case is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Pretty dramatic, I have to say.
It is pretty dramatic. And when you listen to the tapes they played, this was key to the trial. The DOJ used tactics they've often used for the mafia, for terrorism. They wiretapped him and they secretly recorded his phone calls. And when you listen to some of the clips, you literally hear him in action in 2008 getting this inside information. Some of it even had to do with Goldman Sachs at the height of the financial crisis.
Let's get a sense for what the jury either listened to with bated breath or had to endure. Some of the audio here is a little bit challenging. Here's Rajaratnam in a wiretap on a call with a source within the company, or at least an analyst following Advanced Micro Devices, a tech company.
I got a call from my guy last night. $6 to $8 billion. Now, I think, let's think about this carefully.
Yeah, I want to just go.
But this you can't, I mean. This
no, 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 obviously.
Because this is our chance to make.
Yeah, believe me, I want that.
Now, I can't make head nor tails of that, but nobody has ever called me to talk about $6 or $8 billion, that's for sure.
Those are pretty big figures flying around. The government says that he made about $60 million off of this insider information. They also say that he got information related to several other companies from board members, from consultants. And this case may open up more cases in this murky area where you have these expert witnesses, which are people who are within companies who get paid to give information to hedge funds. And they're supposed to only give public information. But it's really a blurry line.
And these wiretaps really depict a portrait of how the hedge fund business works, in a sense. It's people with their sources and their kind of networks of high-profile individuals who have a lot of information, and they share it in these kind of, $6 to $8 billion. Let's think about that carefully. Yeah.
Well, you hope that most hedge funds don't work this way,
of course,
right? But, you know, the murky area is for the hedge funds that trade in stocks, where, you know, the markets are so efficient that having a little information edge can help make a lot of money.
And there was a particular wiretap that was of interest to you. Let's play it here and then tell us why you think this is pretty important.
But it looks like here the most cyclical companies, the semi-equipment companies and the home builders, are the ones that are leading the way out, right?
Right.
Now, I heard yesterday from somebody who's on the board of Goldman Sachs that they are going to lose $2 per share. The street has them making $2.50.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
His voice was lit up.
That's Raj Rajaratnam's voice, also David Lau's voice. They're talking together, and he sort of volunteers this information. I heard somebody on the board of Goldman saying they're going to lose money next quarter. Now, at that moment, that's insider information.
That's inside information. And in fact, they brought the CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, in to testify in this case to verify that that was the sort of information at that moment that was very confidential, that no one should have known. It was information that Goldman Sachs was going to have its first ever quarterly loss during the financial crisis. And that information was really profitable for Galleon, this hedge fund.
And in terms of the federal law, you get that information, your impulse in your gut may be to go, wow, I know this. But once you trade on it, it's a felony.
That's right. And, you know, the reason is because the markets, it's unfair to other investors. This may be stating the obvious here, but it's unfair to other investors if someone has inside information and they trade before everyone gets to know it. This is kind of a classic crime on Wall Street. It goes back to the 1980s.
Right.
Insider trading cases with Michael Milken, Ivan Boesky. But we haven't seen a lot of them on Wall Street recently. I don't think that's because it hasn't been going on. It's just prosecutors in the 1990s and early part of this century weren't as focused on bringing these cases as they are now.
All right. So is this a story of one man and his particular character and the way he conducts himself as an investment banker, Raj Rajaratnam? Or is this really a whole new look at an industry, which is all about? information. And
so the DOJ has brought charges against 47 people. So the numbers are getting pretty high, but they are different isolated pockets of people around the hedge fund industry. There are not many associated with the banks. And so it does seem like this is a big push. They're going to keep on. They're going to use wiretapping. There is an anecdote from another case recently that came out that when some of the insider traders in that case found out the government might be on to them, one of the guys thought about burning the cash he had in the suitcases to get his fingerprints off of it. So there is fear going through the hedge fund industry. But, you know, when you step back on this, you know, just to bring it back to something a lot of people are talking about, you do say, wow, if the government put these kinds of resources and this kind of focus into cases related to the financial crisis, that also might be very important for society. So some people are asking about, yes, insider trading is important, but what's driving the focus here?
Right. Maybe we should be looking at the whole risk issue, which precipitated the financial crisis.
Absolutely.
I have a question. You may not know the answer to this, but I have to ask. Do we know if the wiretaps were on a landline in Rajaratnam's office or on his cell phone?
That is a great question. I don't
because
know the answer.
You know, it's all cell phones in the finance world.
That
New
is
York.
A great question.
Yeah. Well, we'll find
we'll
that
follow
out.
Up.
We will definitely find that out. And I guess, you know, the tech issues of how to put a wiretap on a cell phone versus a landline, I think are pretty different, it's a whole different set of challenges. That's for sure. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, on the conviction of Raj Rajaratnam, the co-founder of the hedge fund Galleon Group, on 14 counts of fraud and conspiracy. Top sentence could be 25 years in prison, right?
It could be. They're saying it would probably be 15 to 20 years.
All right. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.